Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 41, talking about minimizing enjoyment. It was taught in a brisa. Rav Yehuda said, one time we were sitting before Rabbi Akiva, the great sage Rabbi Akiva, and it was Tisha B'Av, which had fallen on Friday, and they brought Rabbi Akiva a lightly roasted egg. The notes point out, literally spinning or rolling. Rashi explains in Shabbos that the egg is roasted enough so that it will spin. They brought him this lightly roasted egg, and he swallowed it without salt. He ate the egg, the notes point out, in this manner in order to minimize his enjoyment of food on Tisha B'Av, which is a very stringent fast day. Not because, the Gemara points out, he was hungry for it, but to demonstrate to the students that the law prescribes this. So Rabbi Akiva ate the egg in this manner, not because he was hungry, but to demonstrate the law. So the idea here to pick up on is sometimes we have to do things. We have to do mitzvahs that are not comfortable, that are not enjoyable, but we should still do them. If we have to give tochacha, for example, if we have to criticize someone, we have to give someone mussar, we shouldn't be happy to give the mussar. We shouldn't be happy to have to put someone in their place or to have to put someone down. We should minimize our enjoyment of it. And if we have to do a mitzvah, that's not really an enjoyable mitzvah. Lo aleinu, visiting a shiva house. Lo aleinu, the people who do the tahara, people that are part of the chevra kadisha, people that are shomrim, or people that go to a burial, not a good mitzvah, not a happy mitzvah. We shouldn't have happiness on any realm to do such a mitzvah. I mean, we should be happy that we're fulfilling Hashem's laws, but we should minimize our happiness involved. It's Kohelas points out that it's better to go to a shiva house than to go to a house of party, a house of mishta, a house of simcha, like a wedding. Why? Because it puts things in perspective and it makes us understand the fragility and the frailty of life and how short life really is. So just as Rabbi Akiva did something to demonstrate to his students, he minimized his enjoyment even though he had to do something, so too we should realize there are many times in life where we should minimize the enjoyment. Even if it's a mitzvah, even if it's something we're commanded to do, we should minimize the enjoyment involved, especially if it's a hard mitzvah, such as giving tochacha, or such as escorting a mace, or the like. Lo aleinu, we should never know from such things, but we should make sure to realize to minimize the simcha. Even if you're right in an argument or disagreement, don't flaunt it and don't throw the ability to win in the person's face. It's not a victory that you should be proud of. You have a whole argument and you go at ends with each other for 5 hours and you're happy, I won. No, we should minimize our quote-unquote enjoyment or happiness, especially involved in mitzvahs, just as Rabbi Akiva did for his own students to minimize his enjoyment. So too, especially involved in very sensitive mitzvahs, we should minimize our enjoyment as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 42 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.